My name is Michael F. Connors II. I am the Albany County Comptroller until December 31st of this year.
So what was the official title of last night's address?
It's the fiscal condition of Albany County for the year 2018. And we call it the state of the fisc, which is basically a French word derived from Greek about the meaning of money or budgets for governments. So what this does is this gives the legislature a response in, pretty close to real time, right after we do our annual update document with the state comptroller's office. And the issue for legislators is that a budget is a cash document. It's a political document. We give them numbers of what really happened. And in English, that means we're going to attribute to 2018 real costs for 2018, costs that were incurred in 2018, and then real revenues that were collected in 2018. So that way you can really look at what actually did happen.
So what is the state of the fisc?
Well, the state of the fisc in Albany County is stable to strong, with a few concerns. And the number one concern right now for me is state government and what they've done to local governments. And the second concern after that would be internet sales tax erosion, and particularly for Albany County, that's more important than it is for any other county besides Nassau and New York State. In Albany County, we collect more sales tax revenue for the county share of sales tax than our federal aid and state aid combined by about $30 million. So if you think about this, if the property tax is $89 million and the sales tax is $167 million, and sales tax goes down by 10%, which is not an unheard of decrease. It's the old argument that 10% decline would be catastrophic for places like Gilderland or Knox, Bern, West, a bunch of the towns as well, because our reliance on sales tax revenue is underway of being moved to another venue. It's the whole problem we have with internet purchases for Albany County. I understand it's perceived to be good for the consumer, but they don't hire anybody locally. They don't pay taxes on brick and mortar locally, and they don't pay any kind of cost for the increased amount of recycling and solid waste that we have to handle. So, there's a real danger to us in Albany County, who gets so much revenue from other counties where people come to Albany as a retail destination, that if we start losing some of that, it's going to have a real serious effect on the county. So while we're doing well now, I'm always concerned about the freight train coming at us over the horizon.
So what would your recommendation be?
Well, what I've recommended is that we look at, working together. And I think one of the easiest things for us to do would be to go to a part-time retired staff. In a lot of cases, I think you could downsize a significant number of portions. There's over 5,800 full-time positions in city, county, village, and county government. And I think you could have a tremendous reduction of the full-time equivalents by us doing that. There's reluctance to do that because, there's all the old political things that don't do it. But I think that's something that's critically important. And I think one of the tools that can help us do that is that, as you know, we've been advocating for a health insurance consortium, a la what they've done in Tompkins County back in 2011. We've been talking about that since then. You could make health insurance for local governments in Albany County portable, so that each county, city, town, village in our plan would be responsible for the proportionate cost of health insurance for a retiree. It doesn't matter whether Dave Lucas makes $50,000 or $40,000 or $12,000. His health insurance cost is based on his age, marital status, family status. So it doesn't matter what the salary is. You know that you're going to be paying this health insurance cost out the retirement years. That exposure is a huge exposure, and we could help to make some of these jobs more transferable, because people right now can't afford to leave a job in county government because they want to retire from here for their health insurance. The same is true from city government and town government and village government. So if we work together and build the countywide plan that we've been advocating for a number of years, I think that that would be a long shot towards helping us reduce what the full-time equivalent cost is. And I think you can get more effective government done that way. That's one small remedy. I think a second one is that we need to really recognize the big problem, the elephant in the room, is the tremendous cost and human waste that an unchecked growth rate in poverty has brought to cities like Albany or counties like Albany all over the country. We need to do something different than what we're doing about poverty. We aren't really fighting poverty. We've really dropped the ball on that. And, particularly when you think about, all that human capital that we're not taking advantage of, that we're not helping get into the workforce. We've got to do something to be more aggressive about that and to be more creative. The state's not doing it, and the federal government certainly isn't doing it. So I think the counties can do this, and I think that's something that we can do and really work effectively on together. That's the largest single cost that the county has. And some of the other things, obviously, is that you have to let people know that there is a problem with unfair, unlevel playing fields on taxation for sales. And there's hopefully the changes that are coming up in the end of June will make a fair fight on taxation over the internet. Right now, a year ago, Amazon did, let's say I'll round it down to $50 billion in sales. Well, half of those sales were not Amazon sales. They were AWS, the Amazon pass-through that has Dave Lucas, Mike Connors, and a host of other companies who are selling things through Amazon who are not collecting the sales tax. Now, they do in Pennsylvania, they do in Tennessee, in Washington, they do it all over Europe, but it's not happening in New York because of the effectiveness of these large aggregators like Etsy or Amazon and their ability to get what they want done by the legislature and the governor. So I think we need to continue to fight that fight and educate people about that. I think that's another serious remedy that would help on this. I think that there's still some advantages to come out of technology, so we need to do more of that. So those are just a few things that I would recommend, but let's see what happens.
Okay, so in summation, the state of the fisc.
So in summation, on a roughly $700 million of spending last year, the county's operation had a net of $5 million. That's not a very big amount, but it's certainly better than a negative. And we were able to increase the undesignated fund balance or the surplus by $3 million. So we have roughly $49 million in this surplus fund balance. And our overall fund balance is roughly $67 million. So those are solid and strong numbers. And I think they're numbers that everybody can take pride in, that a lot of people worked on it. But I think there are risks coming down the road. And, just one of them this year from the state was that we are now fronting the money starting July the 1st for the AIM funding, the AIM funding for villages and towns. Well, the state gets away with that, which they have. They're going to do the same thing probably in other areas. So in this past year, we've had state funding drop by, I believe it was almost $5 million. If I look at it correctly, I'll give it to you. But state aid went down $5.4 million, so it wasn't $5 million, it's $5.4 million. So federal aid went up about $345,000. The total federal aid is $73 million, state aid is $58 million. So you can see that we're over $35 million less in those two aid combined to what we get from sales tax. So you can see why the sales tax is a real concern long-term for the county. One other matter, too, is that if we had the same tax rate per thousand as Rensselaer County, we'd be in Schaefer City. But, The advantage is politically to being the fourth or fifth lowest property tax county makes people feel good, but when you go to the door and you talk to somebody about taxes, the people in New York State are overtaxed, and they feel it, and they're unhappy with all of us. So long term, we've got to be very careful. We've got to be more effective and more efficient in how we deliver services. And I think that I think we're fast approaching what we can't afford, 5,800 full-time employees. So for the 19 cities, towns, and villages and the one county. But, you know, that's the kinds of things people don't like to hear.